With the right mindset and choices, your potential is boundless. In the 1920s, a guy named George Mallory led Britain's first three tries to climb Mount Everest. The first two tries failed. During his third try, Mallory and most of his team got wiped out by an avalanche. Back home in England, the surviving team members threw a big dinner to honor their fallen friends. One of them got up and talked straight to the mountain, saying, "Hey, Mount Everest, listen up. You beat us once, you beat us twice, you beat us three times. But guess what? We're not giving up. You can't get any bigger, but we can get better. Someday, mark my words, we'll conquer you." Decades after Mallory's tragic attempt, Edmund Hillary from New Zealand and Tenzing Norgay, a Sherpa from Tibet, reached the top of Mount Everest. Since then, over 7,000 people have conquered that peak, proof that humans can push their limits. Mountains stay put, but people are full of life. They can grow, get better, and reach their goals. People can climb the tallest mountains, explore the deepest seas, trek through dense jungles, and cross deserts. Emphasize strengths, not weaknesses. Improving yourself is like solving a math problem. Awareness plus ability plus choices equals capacity. But here's the deal. Awareness is like the boss. It's what matters. First, figure out what you're good at and believe you can get even better at it. Then, the real challenge is making the right choices along the way to reach your goals. Anyone can get better if they want to. Anyone can be awesome and make a difference. People can grow to be the best they can be. The first step is to get rid of any limits you've set for yourself. In other words, take off the caps from your capacity. That means focusing on what you're good at, not worrying about what you're not so good at. Do you know what most pastors spend their time doing? If you think it's mainly counseling their congregation, you're not quite on the mark. Most pastors spend their time getting their congregation ready for life's challenges. How does that work? Counseling is about helping people deal with their weaknesses. Getting people ready is about helping them make the most of their strengths. Realize potential demands significant change. Reaching your full potential means being ready to change. Getting better at what you can do requires doing things differently, and that means taking action. The changes you need to go through to be your best self won't happen overnight. Expect progress to be slow and steady, but important. Understand that change is tough and takes time, but trust me, it's worth it. If you want to grow and improve, you've got to recognize when change is needed and seize the opportunities to make it happen. Change isn't easy. It takes a lot out of you, mentally, emotionally, and physically. But it's worth it, even though it can be tough. To move forward, you've got to be smart with how you use your time and energy. Even small changes can make a big difference, especially if you focus on the ones that will make your life better. But here's the thing, a lot of people resist change. They don't like the idea of shaking things up, and they want quick fixes for their problems. But real change doesn't happen overnight. Develop full capabilities. Nick Vujicic, despite being in his 30s, has already authored 5 books, appeared on Oprah Winfrey's show, starred in movies, and even featured in a music video. Remarkable, considering he was born without arms or legs. As a kid, Vujicic faced brutal bullying that deeply scarred him. But as he grew up, he turned his pain into power, becoming a motivational speaker. His mission? To speak out against bullying and inspire millions worldwide. He got turned down by 52 organizations when he tried to get paid for speaking. For his first paid gig, he had his brother drive him 2.5 hours to a school. Only 10 students showed up, and he got $50. Then they drove back home. It wasn't a great start for someone trying to be a motivational speaker. He felt pretty foolish about it. During the next week, his phone wouldn't stop ringing. Schools everywhere wanted him to speak and motivate their students. Now, Voyachit gets 35,000 requests each year to speak to groups all over the world. Nick Voyachit was born with severe physical limitations, but he inspired millions to reach their potential, develop full capabilities. Everyone's got their strengths and weaknesses in different areas of life. Think about which of these 17 areas offers you the best shot at getting stronger and being the best version of yourself. 1. Energy capacity. Make the most of your physical ability. Get stronger by doing targeted workouts. Use your body's abilities to the fullest. It's more important to manage your energy than your time. Everyone has the same amount of time, but you can increase your energy. 2. Emotional capacity. Master your feelings. Work on controlling your emotions. Aim to be emotionally strong and handle whatever comes your way. By building emotional strength, you'll be better at dealing with problems, changes, and stress. Take control of your emotions. Don't let them control you. 3. Thinking capacity. Boost your logical reasoning. Enhance your ability to think logically by organizing and jotting down your ideas systematically. Surround yourself with imaginative individuals to stimulate your thinking. Comparing average thinkers to great ones is like comparing ice cubes to icebergs. The latter has hidden depths and lasting impact. Developing superior thinking capacity offers greater rewards than just being considered smart. 4. People capacity. Mastering relationships. Evaluate your knack for initiating and maintaining relationships. Successful relationship builders prioritize helping others achieve their goals rather than focusing solely on personal gain. Those proficient in relationships are selfless, value others, listen attentively, and genuinely want the best for those around them. 5. Creative capacity. When you tap into your creativity, you boost your ability to solve tough problems. Share your great ideas with the right folks and ask for their thoughts. By listening to their feedback, you can expand your idea beyond your own perspective and supercharge your creative skills. 6. Production capacity. Productive people are like visionaries. They're all about making tomorrow better than today. They don't dwell on the past like historians or focus only on the present like reporters. Instead, they learn from history, make the most of today, and look forward to shaping the future for the better. 7. Leadership capacity. Do you keep an open mind? Great leaders do. They ask questions to connect with others and broaden their horizons. They're not the ones who keep talking and handing out the same old answers. Instead of bossing people around, they help them figure out what they want and need to do, empowering them to carve their own paths. 8. Responsibility capacity. Responsible people take charge of their lives. They own up to their actions and don't blame others for their problems. Unlike Donald S. Drusky, who sued everyone under the sun for his misfortunes, responsible folks accept that they're in control of their own destiny. So step up and own your life. 9. Character capacity. Your values shape who you are. Building good character means sticking to your principles, even when it's tough. Every choice you make either strengthens or weakens your character. Don't compromise your morals with sneaky behavior. Your character is your foundation for success. 10. Abundance capacity. Adopt an abundance mindset. Stay hopeful, trust others, and believe in yourself. Life's full of possibilities, so think positively. Yesterday was okay, today is better, and tomorrow will be amazing. Embrace the belief that there are no limits to what you can achieve. 11. Discipline capacity. Self-discipline is key to success. Control your habits and stay busy, but don't let your pace be an excuse for bad behavior. Stay disciplined, and everything else will fall into place. 12. Intentionally capacity. If you want to figure out what truly matters in your life, focus on being deliberate, consistent, and determined. Deliberateness means being clear about what you want and acting accordingly. Consistency means doing the right things regularly to see the best results over time. Willfulness means putting your full attention into everything you do, ensuring thorough and correct execution. 13. Attitude capacity. Whatever life throws at you, choose to keep a positive attitude. Your attitude is a choice, so make it a good one. Keep your self-talk positive and encourage those around you to do the same. A positive attitude is contagious and can uplift everyone. 14. Risk capacity. To progress in life, be ready to take smart risks. This might push you out of your comfort zone temporarily, but it's often necessary for growth. Pay attention to whether the discomfort you feel is helping you move forward. Adjust your actions accordingly to keep moving in the right direction. 15. Spiritual capacity is about tapping into your inner strength. For those who are spiritually inclined, nurturing this aspect can bring added hope and resilience. John C. Maxwell, a respected author, stresses how his faith has boosted every part of his life. 16. Partnership capacity is crucial. When you team up effectively, you can achieve more than you ever could alone. Think of it as a puzzle. Each person brings unique skills to the table. As Mother Teresa wisely put it, together, we can do great things. 17. Growth capacity is what happens when you unlock your potential in these areas. It's about progress, about getting better at what you do. Sure, it takes effort, but the rewards are worth it. As you strengthen these capacities, you gain confidence and control over your life and career. Key points. 1. Unleash your potential with a positive mindset and wise choices. 2. Learn from setbacks, stay resilient, and pursue future triumphs. 3. Focus on strengths, not weaknesses, to foster personal growth. 4. Develop skills like emotional intelligence, creativity, and leadership. 5. Collaborate with others and maintain a positive attitude for success. 6. Strive for continual improvement in every aspect of your life.